We have one. Yeah, pick one more story. What do you? Where do you want to go? I mean, there's so much, and I know obviously next week we'll continue. Yeah,
guys,
I mean,
we're gonna have to. Let me see. Let's see some other topics we had on our.
Well,
list.
I'm curious. I haven't watched or kept up, so this would be like one that is up to you. But I'm curious. You know, Real Housewives Orange County. We're in the. The reunion's been airing. Rumors of recast. Again, you've kept up with it. I didn't.
Looking at all this.
I kind of.
Should we talk about what to do with the OC?
I mean, I'm curious your thoughts because I did an informal poll with all my followers this week. I said, you know, are you watching Orange County? Did you watch? What are your thoughts? And it was a mixed bag. 60% no, they're no longer watching the Real Housewives of Orange County, that franchise. And then the other 40% said, yes, they're train wrecks. They're so good. I loved this season. So just wondering. But
again,
you know.
What is wrong with me? Look, I don't think it was the greatest season. I still think season 15 was the worst season in the history of Housewives ever for any franchise. I didn't really hate this season of the OC as much as everybody. Like the same way I didn't hate New York. I mean, maybe it's because I like Heather. I like Heather Dubrow. I think it is off. Here's my thing. Like, well, Heather came back and the ratings are not great. So I don't think that they're going to go down the Tamra Judge route and bring another like OG in. The real thing that I think would save this show would be to recast the whole damn thing.
Ooh.
And that, to me, right? And the thing is, ooh, like,
yep.
Can you do that? I think, you mean, it's kind of like when, you know, you're 18 years old and, you know, you're having sex and, you know, you shoot your load too quick. Because, you know, you're 18 and it just feels so good. Did Bravo shoot their load too quick with this whole recasting of Roni? Because, I mean, can you now start recasting every fucking franchise? Doesn't that kind of say the shark has been jumped? End it. End New York, NOC, end. I mean, I don't think you can keep going to franchises and say we're starting over. I think that you really, really dilute and weaken the brand at that point.
Have you heard any rumors on the ratings this season for OC? Like, I didn't care about the reunion.
Well, I
didn't
did
care about
because
the reunion looks.
My good friend Kelly Dodd spends 24 hours a day talking about the ratings. You know, they were down, man. They were down.
Like, down, are we talking under a million down? Like,
yes.
Throughout the entire season, we think.
They were under a million.
That's not good.
For most of the season. That is correct.
That's not good.
That is a correct statement. Again,
not
numbers don't lie, guys.
You and know, numbers matter.
This
I mean,
is where we are.
I think you have to be breaking a million, I think, these days.
Jersey broke a million this season. Jersey did that. So, yeah. Some of the ratings weren't much worse than New York. I mean, they weren't much better. They were only a little better than this major, you know, so I don't know. But here's the thing. It's like, who are you going to keep? I think you can. Okay, listen, I either think you need to start over or you need to get rid of. You know what would work? Do the opposite. Do the opposite of starting over. Get rid of Emily. Get rid of Gina.
Oh. People do like Gina. I like Gina.
I like Gina. Get rid of Dr. Jen, who people are calling the worst housewife in the history. Get rid of Noella and keep Heather and keep Shannon and just fucking double down. Guys, we're having the OG show. We're not having two. Just do the OGs and bring back a Vicky. Bring back Tamra. Bring back Megan King Edmonds, who
know.
Has a whole different life
a
now.
Whole different
and
life.
Then throw in like.
There's so many
Jesus
I'm looking.
Jugs or Gretchen. Like, just do OG and just do that, or start over with a bunch of 35 to 45. hot young things that are in the OC and make it diverse, but have people that have slept together. And this one mm-hmm. is going through a divorce and her husband slept with that one. You find a group where it's just like in Salt Lake, where it's really deep seated and messy, and just start the OC over sexy. And it's either, to me, one or the other. Listen, we have learned this mixing of OGs and newbies doesn't work. It didn't work in New York. It didn't work in the OC. I don't know if it's going to work. It's the same thing with Atlanta. The same thing. If we have another bad Atlanta season, it's the same thing. And if you look at Atlanta, they went OG. They gave Marlo a peach. They brought Sheree back. We have Candy. We have Kenya. It's like, I'm not so sure Atlanta's gonna have a good season. I know. You either need to have OGs and double down, or you need to just start over.
Yep.
But I'm telling you right now, if you lose Emily and Gina and Noella and Dr. Jen, nobody gives a fuck. Nobody gives a fuck. I'm sorry. Just
okay, clean, hot take.
Like, and then what? We're going to keep Shannon and Heather and have four newbies? That makes no fucking sense. No sense. So I'm telling you, it's going to be, I really think they're either going to start over or they're going to do just OGs. I mean, if they want to give us two shows, but I think that jumps the shark. And I think just starting over jumps the shark. Now you've done that twice. I don't think the optics on it work. I don't think they can do it. I don't think they can start over. I think they use that card with New York.
Oh, David Yontif, I love that. You always know how to like, your insight always just makes me think, and it's so good. And it's such a producer's eye and ear. And I love it. That was awesome. Thank you.
You know,
okay.
That's what I would do. One more thing. The rumor is they're having trouble casting New York. Did you see that?
I did. I saw that. And I'm not shocked. Are you? I mean, because to check all the boxes, look, I mean, you know, I moved to Los Angeles partly to become a producer. I've told you about a show that I'm currently casting that's a reality show and producing. And I'll be honest with you, it is extremely hard. You think a ton of people want to be on TV.
Of course.
We've interviewed, we've talked to, I'm talking probably upwards of maybe close to 200 people. Of that, we probably have 10 to 15 viable candidates that can actually be on TV, be interesting when the camera rolls. It is very, very hard. So I'm not shocked, are you? I mean, they're looking for diversity. They're looking for wealth. They're looking for affluence. I mean, they're looking for good
looks.
On camera.
I'm sorry.
Drama, looks. I mean, you think a lot of people have that. But when you fire up the camera, a lot of people don't have that.
No, they don't. This is how Salt Lake got greenlit. They weren't saying let's go to Salt Lake and Delver. It's just they were presented with these group of women and they're like, whoa, this is nice, right? When Andy announces it at BravoCon, he's like, I know what you think. And they weren't looking for Salt Lake, but he's like, trust me, this is something here. So it is hard, and it's like so that's how shows don't, like your show isn't like definitely green lit. That's the difference.
No,
not trying to,
because
like, fill a slot.
Yeah, we're trying to find
that
combination.
Like, won't be. You have to find that lightning in a bottle.
Yep.
Like, you know, like just
you are.
That's it. Like, think about it. They get lucky. You know, you want to cash this show, this Jersey, whatever, Jersey Shore. They just get lucky. They got a Snooki and a Pauly and this one. And then these two start dating. The Sammy sweetheart starts dating that. Like, it's lightning in a bottle. So for everyone that wants to be Mike the Situation, like, just do yourself a favor and live life. Like, dream big, guys, but just know that, like, it's 1% chance. Like, just live in reality here, right? Like, so
totally.
I don't know, like, that's why New York is having, right? So now you've made the statement, and I told you, I said it months ago, they're going to stay on schedule. It's going to be just like usual. We're going to film at the end of August with the Hamptons. And so, I mean, we're in May here. This is fucking May, June, July. I mean, we have 3 months. And okay, sure, Bravo will delay it. Absolutely. If they don't find the right people, but that's just, and I really think Bravo is like, we just, I think they know at least this time we have one shot. That's it. They have a shot. So you, if you're like, I mean, how did Dr. Jen get cast? How did that happen? Like, that's what I don't understand. I don't understand how we're 16 years in on this whole experience. How do we have bad casting decisions at this point? I don't get it. You know?
Are you trying to conceive? Have you tried a lot of things? Don't know a reliable supplement to take? Well, I'm introducing you to EU Natural. It's spelled EU Natural. They're on Amazon, and they have a conception for her formula and a conception for him, which, by the way, has over 23,000 five-star reviews on Amazon, and now I'm taking it. Very easy to take because, you know, sometimes multivitamins are tough. Well, this one is awesome, has a great vanilla flavor. I take it with food. And right now, when you go to Amazon and you buy any EU Natural product or their bundle, put in the code FRASER20, get 20% off. I'm so excited for you guys to be on this journey with me to conceive, and this can give you the extra boost that you need. So order right now. Check out EU Natural on Amazon and use code FRASER20 to get 20% off their conception bundle or your entire order. That's EU Natural on Amazon, or follow the link on our website for 20% off the conception bundle with the promo code FRASER, FRASER20, FRASER20. I'm on a customer service kick right now. Customer service means so much to me. And Uplift Desk has a 4.9 Google rating on their customer service and thousands of five-star reviews. Oh my God, sign me up. Actually, I already own their stuff, so I'm here. Go to upliftdesk.com and use the promo code TSFS right now to save 5% off your entire order. This company is so customer service based. You can do everything by customizing the color, the type of top material you want for your desk. Schman has their standing desk, and I have their ergonomic Invoke chair, which I love. My foot pain has gone away. My back pain has gone away from using their products. Go and check them out. If you've never heard of them, you're about to fall in love. Go to upliftdesk.com and use the promo code TSFS for 5% off your order. That's upliftdesk.com to get 5% off your entire order with the promo code TSFS. Are you trying to lose weight and keep it off for good? If you were like me, I have done every fad diet under the sun, and I started dieting when I was just 12 years old. I gained and lost 150 pounds from the ages of 12 to 28 when I finally got off the yo-yo dieting train. Well, if I had known of Dr. Aplin and MyOptimalBody.com, my life would have been a lot easier, and I would have resolved my weight issues without doing drugs like Ozempic. Fine if you're on them, but if they're not working for you or you don't want to try them, MyOptimalBody.com has incredible success rates. Go to their website, check out their reviews, and see people who have had lasting weight loss change. Visit MyOptimalBody.com to request an appointment. Be sure to let them know that the Sarah Fraser Show sent you so you can qualify for a free personalized assessment plus a free 30-day supply of their gut repair product when you sign up for their customized plan. Again, that's MyOptimalBody.com to request an appointment. Go there now and let me know what you think. Yeah, that's a great, like, it's great. I mean, it could be a variety of reasons, right? I mean, who knows? Maybe they're under the gun. They've got deadlines. She's kind of there. Let's give it a go. You know, it's interesting too, because I was just watching, I don't know if you've watched yet, Anthony Bourdain's, the documentary about Anthony Bourdain. It's called Roadrunner. It was just released this month, like on CNN Plus and everything. Anyway, it's so fascinating because we see, you know, famous Anthony Bourdain, this just amazing television character. Yeah. Well, the two people that found him and took a risk on him, they go to, I don't know, whatever country they go to. Anyway, the first thing they shot, they went back to their hotel rooms. And as a couple, they basically cried because they were like, this is awful. He's not good. He's shy. We have bet the farm and this is a disaster. And then, you know, they kind of kept filming, and eventually he sort of found his own voice and found this unique thing. So I think lots of times people see a diamond in the rough, and it's hard because you think about Seinfeld. Seinfeld, people forget, Seinfeld was the biggest dumpster fire for like mm-hmm. 3 or 4 seasons. No one watched. It had horrible fucking ratings. No one cared. It was like they had to fill the programming time, so they stuck with it. And then by season 4 or 5, it became this cult favorite. I think a lot of times these executives bet the farm on these people. They go, no, she's going to be great. She's going to be, we've got to give it time. But the problem is like, you almost have to start the race now, like two laps in. You know what I'm saying? If you're running a mile, you know, you've almost got to start at the halfway mark now, like with these people, because the audience.
How
just,
do you do that?
How do you do?
How?
You know,
I mean, if you think about it, like you look at like an Erica Jane, I don't care if you hate her, but you look at like a Dorinda, like they just, why do they get it so right from the start so many times? And then others, listen, Garcelle Bouvet is exactly what a housewife should, like, but and then they already... just.
No, go ahead.
And then they just get it wrong so many other times.
Because to me, those women already started at the half mile mark. Erica was training for this for a long time. You know, she and Tom, after 20 years or 10 years or whatever of supporting Tom, they had made the conscious decision they were going to make her a singer. Did they set out to be on reality TV? No, but I think they were open to whatever came about. I mean, we all know this. Erica, before the show, was performing all over West Hollywood at every gay bar that would let her up.
Same with New York City, honey.
Yeah. So, I mean, she, to me, you're beginning to get, it's like Rena, Garcelle, they're actresses. They, you know, they get the game before. You take a doctor.
And like Dorinda, you know, the husband and like Hillary Clinton, like Dorinda was in a certain circle. Like she wasn't like, ooh, a camera, I'm famous. Ooh, I'm so excited. Like, you know what I mean? Like it was, she was already in a certain, it's just, it's so hard. It's hard.
And I think from Ebony's point of view, like with an Ebony, you know, it's hard because she's an attorney and she's on television. Well, if you're, I still work for a TV affiliate. Thank God I don't have to do real journalism. But I mean, if that's your background, you're used to giving the facts, being factual, not being, you know, a character of yourself. And I think for Ebony, it's like, these are the facts, you know, you guys are racially insensitive or whatever. And it's like, you're right, but then that's not, you're really, it's like you've got to almost become an actress. And I think the people that are already in training are great. Dr. Jen, it's like, this bitch is
you
used
just
to,
have to have it. And like I've said before, yes, if I got a reality show, I'd be there for 10 years. Like I just, you just,
yeah.
I don't know how to explain it.
You
it's
have
just
it
like,
or you don't.
It is a job. It is a job. And like, yeah, like, and listen, in Bravo's defense, like, you can't tell. You can't tell if someone really has that. Like, you don't know, but you should know. Like, if you're, I don't know, you just should know. You just, you know what I mean? So, but like, I know in myself what I'm capable of as a human being and what I just can't do. And like, so for me, it's like, no, I have it. Like, I would know what to do, but right, like Erica just knew. Like you just, yeah, it's not acting, but you just know. Like we talk about Giselle, to bring it home. Like she just knows.
Totally.
You know? And that's where like, I don't know if like, I don't know. Listen, this isn't going to be a very important season for Mia. I mean, I don't even know. Wendy. Oh, Dr. Wendy. She tries so hard. She tries. She wants this so hard.
She wants it so bad. And to me, Wendy has a better shot than Mia, I think. Although Mia.
I actually agree.
Mia seems to have more genuine drama. I mean, the mom situation, I wouldn't be shocked if she and her husband are in some sort of like, you know, I don't know, kind of arranged marriage or arrangement. You know, I mean, Mia to me has a little bit more salacious drama, but I'm not sure Mia gets it in the way Mrs. Osefo is ready to bring it.
But honestly, like, God, like if I were in casting, so like last night I went out with my good friend Kim D. We're at like the Mark Hotel, Cafe Carlisle, Upper East Side, you know, quintessential Sonia Morgan, Ramona, this is their backyard. Like, and I was like looking around and there was these two girls and they were like gorgeous. I mean, gorgeous. We are talking like they have the Birkin. They're just, you could see the money. And then they're sitting with their two husbands. One husband was cuter than the other, but neither of them were fucking lookers. You know, I mean, probably around the same age. The guys were probably like maybe late 30s and the girls are maybe like mid 30s. And I'm just like, these girls look like they were just two of them, with two such good friends. And I'm like, who isn't interviewing them? and asking them who they know. You know what I mean?
Mr. Like, Yontif, yes. Maybe this is a sign you should be a producer.
You know, but like, there's like, well, there's a lot of signs I should be a producer, but like, there's
we
like,
we got to produce together.
There's like, you know what I mean? Like, just so it's like, if I were, I would have gone up to them afterwards and said, like, have you guys ever thought of this? And here's my card and let's talk. And no, that doesn't mean they're going to be good. But like, there is such, these women exist in New York. They exist. And you mean to tell me that you don't know, and listen, and I said this before, I go with the family. I want to find two rich, rich, rich bitch sisters. Start with them being like racially diverse. Let's start there. Like, yeah. So let's worry about casting the white women around them, but find gorgeous, thin, dressed to the nines. Like, I'm sorry. This is what people want.
Oh my
like,
God,
I'm not
over
being
that.
Like, but like, I mean, I don't care, but they just, people want to see, look, there's a formula that existed in TV forever. I'm thrilled that it's changing and opening up, and it works for a lot of things. But I just think for housewives, like the formula is still. And so I think you need to find that in two sisters in where it's messy. Like you look at like Kyle and Kim, you look at like Jersey with Kathy and Rosie and Teresa and Melissa. I think
the Kardashians,
a family, and now we have Kathy. Yeah, I just think you start with there and you build. And you mean to tell me you can't find this in New York? Like,
I know,
work,
that's a great point.
Work harder. Work harder. I mean, it's very hard. It is. Like, I'm not, but the clock is ticking. So, and yes, a lot of people don't want to do it. They don't. But people are fame whores. You could find somebody.
Oh my God, who doesn't want to be on television?
Life.
I mean, television mm-hmm. changes everything for the better. I just, mm-hmm. I don't know anyone. I mean, if you work it right, there is no show that you can be on there that it is a downside. I mean, it's just, it's so, I don't care if you're on Fuckboy Island. I mean, you can emerge from Fuckboy Island and make your career. And people love any ounce of fame. Your business is not good. I mean, unless you want to become the Pope, I mean, there is just no downside. And even that.
Well, and I'm not, by the way, I'm not shaming, body shaming. It's, I'm just saying,
I love that.
I think this is the formula that people want to see. I personally love the fact that Ramona Singer is approaching 70. I would love for Housewives to stay in
the
50s and 60s only. I love it. I don't, so
I
mean, and same thing with all different body sizes, but I just think if you want to just, I mean, listen, you have, you have one shot. Like New York, if New York does not come back, recast and blow it out of the water the same way Salt Lake did. And look, people are not negative. People are, whatever your preconceived notion to be negative is, it goes out the window when you love it, right? Like Salt Lake, you have no chance. Like hands up, like I surrender. It's fucking brilliant. So
yeah, and I don't even care that it's in Salt Lake. You know what I mean? Like to me, it's so natural. Like I love that it's there. It doesn't.
Like,
I agree.
People want, they want to look at Roni with like a critical, but it doesn't matter. If you come back and knock it out of the park, people are going to be like, it's brilliant. But it has such potential to go wrong, and it's like, you got to monitor this. And as you're filming, I mean, that's why Dallas was canceled, as Tiffany Moon said here. Like they just were filming the new cast and they're like, it's not working. Yeah. So, I mean, you got to cast it and you got to watch. And let me tell you, don't like whoever's not working there 3 weeks in, you got to replace them. Like they have to, this has to be Game of Thrones if they want their Roni to work. I don't think anyone's going to get a contract. I think it's going to be like, let's film and see who's a friend and who's not a friend and who doesn't even make the cutting. I think that they're going to have to take a big group and really figure
so
it out
good.
As they film. That's what I do.
All right, David Yontif, I love you. I have to pee.
I know.
I have to love you and leave you.
Everyone will follow Behind the Velvet Rope, hopefully, and you will listen on Apple and Spotify, and you will follow at Behind Velvet Rope. on Instagram. I don't even know what I'm saying. And where are we going to follow you, Miss Sarah Fraser, with all your 90-day and 1,000 pounds?
Oh, my God. I have such juicy behind-the-scenes dirt, too. But anyway, the Sarah Fraser Show on TikTok, on Instagram. Every Wednesday, I drop TLC Talk. We talk about all the biggest shows. 90 Day Fiancé, they just launched season 9. So much to talk about there already. Yeah. Love you, David.
We will do this next week.
Bye, honey. Bye.
Bye.